The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on pgatour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you here today. It is Friday, September the 6th. We're coming to you, and in what might be considered a down week, a little bit of off time on the PGA Tour because they'll get started up again next week, but they have had the players a little bit of time off after the Tour Championship. A military tribute at the Greenbrier is next week, and that's the next tournament on the schedule for a lot of the guys in the PGA Tour. We're going to be talking with our good friend Brendan Sweeney with the French Lick Resort here in just a little bit about all that's happening. He's got some exciting news at the French Lick Resort, and also talk golf with him as well. And as always, Frank Bassett in our Nashville studios, who will be heading to Greenbrier about, next Tuesday, Wednesday? You'll be heading that way, Frank?
I'll head over Monday, so I'll be there Tuesday through Sunday. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. How are you doing?
Doing good. It's been a little bit of, this is, like I said, we don't have much off season on the PGA Tour, if you consider it.
2 weeks?
Some of these guys take their own off season, and they're gone for, you know, a good 6-7 weeks sometimes, but that's on their own schedule. But as far as golf goes and broadcasting and the events and everything, there isn't much downtime at all, and we're still kind of on the high. Rory's still counting his money from Atlanta and what happened at the Tour Championship before we get started up again. But I got to say that the end of that season, if you will, here in 2019, before we start the wraparound, just another great year on the PGA Tour. A lot of drama, a lot of excitement, and to see Rory kind of coming back, and people were wondering if he, we're going to see him again at that level in a big, big tournament like that. Just great drama, a great way to, I think, finish 2019 part of the season.
Yeah, it really was. I'm looking forward to the new season, though. Next week, some of the people that will be playing in this tournament at the Greenbrier, and of course, they have until 5 p.m. today to commit, but are already committed are Bubba Watson, Jason Duffner, Bryson DeChambeau, Zach Johnson, John Daly, Bill Haas, Billy Hurley III, Mark Leishman, Kevin Na, Varner, Watney, Walker, Jimmy Walker, Keegan Bradley, Victor Hovland, Danny Lee, already committed, just some of the names. So it's going to be a good tournament. It's going to be a good kickoff. This will be the first tournament of the 2019-2020 wraparound season.
Yeah, Victor Hovland, we're going to be seeing some of those new 50 newest tour members, right?
Yes,
from
we
the,
will.
Korn Ferry Tour. Yeah. That also had a very, very exciting finish to their season as well, and all the new finalists that that got in and now have their tour cards. And remember, it's still a bit, people think, well, that means you get into every tournament. It doesn't mean that they get into every tournament, but they certainly have moved their game up in a big way and are very, very excited about what's happening for them on the PGA Tour and taking that huge step. It sometimes seems like, oh, okay, it's just – those guys can play as well, and they really can, but it is a major step from the Korn Ferry Tour to the PGA Tour. And Kramer Hickok, who's Jordan Spieth's good buddy out of Texas, he and Bo Hostler both made it to the PGA Tour. And just a lot of great young golfers that I'm anxious to see, because we've seen, haven't we, Frank, that from Victor Hovland and Wolf and all these other guys, they can be 20, 21 years old and barely out of their last class in college, and they're ready to go at all the big boys in the PGA Tour. That's what's exciting about these guys.
Yeah, it really is. And by the way, just to back up for a minute, we were talking earlier in pre-show, and Tiger has played at the Greenbrier. Tiger, Phil, Jason, Dustin, Justin, everybody. So, Jordan. So they have had big-time names there at the Greenbrier. Being the kickoff this year, it'll change, but I'm looking forward to seeing some of these I don't want to say new players, but some of the new blood, the young blood coming out on the PGA Tour. They're fun to watch because they have ice water in their veins. They take no prisoners. Yeah. They fear no one. No. And they shoot at the pins. They go for the pins because on the Korn Ferry Tour, you have to. I mean, just to survive. So it's going to be fun. Plus, the Greenbrier is not exactly a bad place to hang out. Let's face it.
No.
Pretty nice joint,
Yeah, it's a good place for all those guys to go and check it out, and for all these guys in the and because you remember when it comes down to the FedEx Cup next year, right, we just finished it. Well, it'll be here next year, same time, and next August they'll be getting ready for it. A lot of the golfers will pick up a lot of their points
yes.
on their FedEx Cup total this time of the year for the next five, six, seven tournaments before, if you will, some of the big boys decide to break things out in Hawaii or get after January, start playing. You can get some really good points headed your way and added to your total with those guys all kind of on the beach, if you will. So it's a really good time for some of these young golfers to say. And plus, they're young and excited and want to play, Frank. They're not looking for time off. They're like, I'm playing every week.
Yeah.
From now until February.
They have the stamina.
I'm playing every tournament I can get into. Yeah.
They do. They're young. They have the stamina. They can get out there and do it. And you're right. You're absolutely right. The points are critical. And to get the head start that you can get, racking up these points, heading into the 2020 calendar year, that's pretty strong. So yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good
By
year.
By the way,
we've got a Ryder Cup year coming up. Yahoo!
We mentioned next year. Yeah, Ryder Cup. December will be President's Cup.
Yes, the President's
Dustin
Cup
Johnson,
this December. Yeah. Sorry.
A couple of news headlines. Dustin Johnson had knee surgery, not unlike Tiger, just kind of cleaning things up. And there might be some other guys too. Maybe they don't all get announced or people talk about it. But for some of these guys, DJ getting 35 now, old man on the tour.
Oh, jeez.
Just kind of wear and tear. Not that anything necessarily happened, but you did notice his game wasn't quite as good. He was runner-up to his buddy Koepka at the PGA Championship, but he didn't really play as well in the playoffs or in the last
right.
six or seven tournaments. Might have had something to do with his knee, so he got that cleaned up and just got it scoped. So that usually just means that they can be back hitting balls very quickly, usually within a week or so.
I don't like needles.
But he'll take some time off.
Don't I like
don't
needles.
I don't
Could have never been a drug addict. Do not like needles.
For that reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about having my brain scoped after this past year. It's been a whirlwind.
Just get that cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah.
Get that cleaned up a little bit.
It's been a whirlwind. We've taken this show
down.
On the road everywhere this past year, and we'll do so again in 2020.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
well, by the way, right quick right. shout out to our friends down in the Bahamas. Wow. God bless their hearts, and if you can donate. I guess the American Red Cross is probably the best place to throw your money, I would think. But I know that they need a lot of help. That place is decimated.
Yeah.
It's I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I think the United States kind of caught a lucky break too, because it curved around, if you will, like seriously like a curveball as it came towards Florida and just kind of went up the coast and certainly did damage. But not nearly as if it had come on land and did what it did at the Bahamas. The Bahamas just seems like large parts of it just wiped out completely.
Yeah,
you're right.
Just totally. If you see it on TV, it's just absolutely horrendous. And it's just the humanitarian issues that you're going to have. Now you're going to be looking at each other down there, and there's no food, there's no water, there's no power. There's a lot of water that's undrinkable. And a lot of mosquitoes and just whatever else you have when that happens, snakes and everything else in the world floating around in that water. And those people they have nothing. It's gone. It's over. Their lives are on redo, restart. And without food, it's going to be tough.
Not unlike Puerto Rico, and Puerto Rico's still recovering.
Yeah.
Remember from that hurricane a few years ago?
Yeah, I think there were some issues there with kind of where the money went. But I think in the Bahamas, we'll control it. Get some ships in there, Tim. You know, get some ships there and get the humanitarian aid that you need. We're already doing it, but we need more help. So anyway, I won't belabor it, but thoughts and prayers.
Well, by the way, I don't know what happened either coming up here in October, and it's a bit away, but did Bermuda get hit much at all? Because remember, Bermuda's one of the counter tournaments, if you will. Okay, because there's a World Golf Championship, the one in China, and then the opposite tournament for the players that don't go to the WGC event is in Bermuda.
Yeah, no,
so
nothing.
So I was just wondering if that course got hit. No, nothing, okay.
No, we need to go.
So they should be all right. Obviously, Sea Island would have, too, had the weather gotten bad for the RSM Classic, but it seems like that course was saved as well. So anyway, that's all.
Yeah, all the way up the coast. Right, I mean, the tour shut down. I mean, I talked to some folks down there, and they were shut down through Thursday. They're back at work today. But, if it had hit Florida, if the original path, not including Alabama, we won't go there.
Won't go into that.
No, I don't think so. But if it had taken its original path, it would have been bad. A Cat 5 and then stalled over Florida, like it stalled over the Bahamas. Oh, my God. Anyway, welcome to the Weather Channel version of Golf Talk America.
We got Brendan coming in here in a second. We can ask him because he's an Orlando guy, and Orlando was targeted as going to be getting a lot. I don't know what they ended up getting, maybe just some high winds or something, but he can tell us about that too, because Orlando originally, when the Weather Channel is watching all these Jacksonville, like you said, Pontevedra, Orlando, they had a lot of precautions that were being taken in those parts, just getting ready for it, thinking it might come and hit them badly. And I think they got saved for the most part. But
yeah, they did.
You know, Brendan's been through a bunch of these, hasn't he?
I think so. You know, when I lived down there, I went through a bunch of them.
A few times every year. Yeah.
And I had three in 1 year. I had three different residences across Florida for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Jacksonville. And in 1 year, or across a year and a half, all three got hit. All three.
Really?
It was just brutal. It wears you out. But anyway.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great break to go to the military tribute at the Greenbrier next week. And looking forward to seeing our friends there and all the players. And just get away from all this. Just not forget about it.
A few of them live there, right?
I beg your pardon?
A few of them live there.
Yes.
Like Brendan Sweeney.
Unlike Brendan Sweeney.
like Bubba Watson.
Bubba Watson, Brendan. There you go.
Bubba Watson and a few other guys actually have residence there and live there. So
yes.
It's kind of a, it's
probably
kind of
stopped by Bubba's house for dinner one night at the Sporting Club. That's a private course, the Sporting Club there, which is, it's for, the golf course is only for them, but I think I'm going to be playing that puppy, and can't wait. Can't wait to get over there. It's going to be fun. Yeah. So anyway.
Be nice.
We'll be there. So.
Are we going to call Brendan?
You want to just dial him like in the middle of the show?
Let's just do it.
Let's just do it. I hope he doesn't answer crazy. I'll just dial him up.
Yeah, we always say there's always a chance he's going to be crazy.
There's always a chance. He's in his car right now going somewhere, and I think he just answered the phone.
Good morning. How are we today?
We're good. You're on with us live. We just thought we'd dial you up because we were talking about you. Tim just said...
Who is this, by the way?
Oh, this is the IRS, and we'd like to meet with you immediately, Mr. Sweeney.
Hello. Hello. Who is this? Yeah.
Mom, is that you?
Are we in Kansas?
Come to the light.
No, don't. It's an oncoming train. Don't do it. Hey, pal. So we were talking about the tournament next week, the military tribute at the Greenbrier. And Tim just, I guess, thought you had a place there at the Sporting Club. He said, "Yeah, Brendan Sweeney has a house at the Greenbrier." And so I didn't realize you had a place there, Brendan.
Absolutely not. We've never been there, and looking forward to a great adventure in West Virginia.
It's going to be fun. So anyway, pal, we wanted to get you on here today because, well, a couple of things. Number one, let's talk about the issues with weather and golf courses and all that through Florida. You were prepping for a direct hit, I believe, when I know you were because we've been on the phone every day for a couple of weeks here. But you were getting ready for it. What was it like down there in Orlando and your place on the coast and all that?
Well, I tell you what, our hearts and prayers go out to the people in the Bahamas, man. They got absolutely flattened out there.
Yeah.
And there's a, I live in downtown Orlando, and there's a lot of people that frequent the Bahamas down there. I got some buddies that are actually putting together some supplies on a plane, and they're flying out there this afternoon. And they're dropping, and they're coming back, and they're going to try to do a little convoy. So we got a little bucket brigade going on down there. So we have a lot of hurricane supplies that we did not use, water and paper towels and just crazy little things like that that people may need. So that's what they're doing. But it's a big outreach, and if you guys reach out to the Red Cross or some legit organization that's trying to help out the people in the Bahamas, that'd be great. But the tension, you see a storm of that magnitude coming right at you. And, Orlando's 40 miles inland, and those bands are switching out probably about, 100 miles in any direction.
150.
And, we went through a numerous amount of hurricanes, back in the early, Charlie Francis and Gene in 2004, and it just, took out neighborhoods in Orlando. Like, we have huge oak trees that came down. So, I live in a 1920 colonial house, and I have five oak trees that surround my property. So I was a little bit nervous. But, thank God we got out okay, and hoping that the people up in Carolina right now are going to fare through the storm, and this thing sort of peters out. So we dodged the bullet. I mean, it's a Category 5. that wiped out the Bahamas, and it was coming right at us. So, yeah, the tensions were high. But, you know, the kids were out of school, and we spent a lot of quality time, and my son came home from college, and we had a blast with him. So it was fun.
Well, good. I'm glad you're safe, I'm glad the coast is safe, too. We really did dodge a huge bullet all the way up the coast. Again, Nag's Head, Wilmington, they had a lot of tornadoes, a lot of spinoff from that. I think they had some upwards of 30 tornadoes, I believe I heard on the Weather Channel, that were spinning off of that thing. And that's the danger of a hurricane, is the tornadoes it spawns, and the lightning, and the power lines down. So,
yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah, it's brutal stuff. So let's talk about happy stuff, though. Tim, what do you think?
Happy stuff. The hurricane's gone, and if you had stock in like any Miller Lite products, it went up the hell of a lot last week. There was a hurricane party every night, and up and down my block. Like, come on over. I'm like, oh God, I'm gonna die. Okay, we'll be right there. So,
I know. I talk to you if I have to. I talk to you every day.
I didn't know you.
I didn't know you knew that many different languages.
But it was great, though. So who knows? So now that we're completely off track, what are we talking about today?
Here's what I want to talk about, Tim. Tim and I were talking about this earlier. You have a big announcement to make. You know, French Lick has been a sponsor and a supporter of this show since day one. And we spent a lot of time up there. We'll be up there next month for the Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank, I believe it is. Correct.
Benefiting the kids at the Raleigh's Hospital for Children in Indiana.
Yeah,
serving all 92 counties. Yeah.
But you guys, a law was passed in Indiana this past year, which opened the door for y'all, right? And you did something special with your casino up there.
Yes, we did. We invested, if you look at the total build out, close to about $20 million in extra fun stuff. And it's 9:35 Eastern time right now as we're taping the show. And in approximately 25 minutes, the first ever sports wagering bet will be placed in French Lick, Indiana, legally at our casino. So the floodgates open today.
You have a sports book.
We have a sports book. So, yeah, we're excited. We remodeled part of our casino to put in, you know, video screens and whatnot, and 24 hours a day we'll have kiosks going, and about 18 hours a day we'll have an open counter where you can place your bets on anything from football, baseball, basketball, golf, darts, lacrosse, you know, and everything. French Lick, so we're looking forward to that.
That's really neat. It just happened now because of a law that was passed opening that up in the state of Indiana last year, correct?
Yes, there's probably I think there's six states that don't hold me on that that have the green light. But if you look at, you know, what we offer from a resort perspective, you know, with the casino, with the golf, with the kids club, with, you know, every amenity that we have, it's a nice little extra diamond we put in our
spa,
crowd.
Spa.
Yeah.
Don't forget the spa.
Exactly. We're to come up with some pretty cool golf packages tied around. You know, if you look at the hotel business, you know, it's great that, you know, we have very busy weekends. You know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday are just going crazy. So what we want to do is like eating ice cream. Ice cream's there to fill the cracks. So we're trying to fill the cracks on Sundays and Mondays. So we're going to come up with some cool golf packages. You know, come in on Sunday, you know, watch the NFL. You know, watch the NFL at night, and then Monday play golf, and then Monday night have a big Monday night football party, and do a lot of teasers with that. So, you know, two day stay and play package with a little betting on the side.
So who will place the first bet?
I'm not going to discuss the gentleman's name, but he's a very, very fond client of ours, and he frequents West Baden quite often, and he has two very large black Newfoundland dogs. You know who we're talking about.
I know
about,
exactly
right?
Who we're talking about. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was hoping I was going to be that guy, but I can't make it up there in time. So, doggone.
Well,
you got 25 minutes.
It's 23 minutes.
Got the countdown clock, baby.
I tell you what, it's opening weekend of NFL football. College football is ramping up.
Yeah. How about those Tennessee Vols?
How about those Chicago Bears last night? Oh, God.
Good Lord. Wow. I picked Green Bay, by the way. So
horrible.
I won.
Horrible.
Yeah. It was not good last night. So
it was a painful opening game.
So sportsbook, go to FrenchLick.com, check it out, and go up there and check in, because it is an incredible, incredible place. The golf courses are absolutely phenomenal. The Pete Dye course and the Don Ross course and the Tom Bendolo golf course, that you have a nine hole there, and you have foot golf there for the kids too. And not even and the others who want to play foot golf. You play foot golf in the trees a lot, much like Tim, but
that's half my game.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, since the last time the three of us have been together, I'm starting to come back to reality. It's been good.
We had lightning at Medina. We had lightning at East Lake, and we had hurricane. So this is an omen for us boys. I think we need to stay apart for a while.
God is telling us something.
Yeah. Well, you and
hey,
I.
Tim, are you going to try to make it up for the Senior LPGA Championship?
Yes, I am. I'm very much going to try to make it up there. So hopefully I can and check it out, play a little golf. And now that you got a sports book, and I'm so good at placing bets.
You know what? We could lay bets down on the Senior LPGA players.
I know which one I'm betting on.
Oh, exactly.
We know exactly who we're betting on that.
So, Brendan, is it going to be just like it is in Vegas, as far as people have big cushy seats? You can sit there and watch NFL games or horse racing or whatever on all these screens. It's maybe not going to be as big if you went to Bellagio or something like that, but in maybe a bit of a smaller sense. But that's what the feel is going to be like at the sportsbook there at French Lake?
Yeah, it's a very
wow.
I wouldn't call it intimate. I would call it, we have, if you look at just the video screen build out, we spent over $1 million on just video screens. So you're going to have multiple games going on. It's just I sort of picture it like the old Bally's. You'll have like a little area with screens everywhere, then you have a little blockout area and a full bar set up right there as well. So we'll keep you juiced up and have you keep playing all day long, but. That's the goal.
Well, let's talk about the Senior LPGA Championship that's coming up.
Yes, sir.
So
it's going to be October 14th, 15th, 16th, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So for you guys listening out there, it will be on Golf Channel 3 hours a day, starting, I believe, from 3 to 6 p.m.
Oh, now, Brendan, are you and I going to co-host on the Golf Channel to help them out?
No.
Is that a gimme? Is this a gimme?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. When they set up, they set up the broadcast booth, and the backdrop is the front door of the Pete Dye Mansion. And the last couple of years, they've been having, make sure no one goes out these doors. We want to make it look cool and nice and serene. Well, this is our last year with the Golf Channel.
Oh, we're gonna have some fun.
I'm thinking I'm gonna get one of those.
I'm gonna get a folding chair and a cooler.
I'm gonna get like one of those dinosaur T-Rex type blow up things out of the back. Well, hey, they can't fire me,
Well, wait a minute. they can't. I remember last year when I was up in the mansion, I was on my way out the door and I pushed the door open and you pushed it back and said, "No, don't come out now." I was like, "What? What is it? What's going on?"
Yeah. The Golf Channel will be Karen Stupples will be playing. She was broadcasting last year. She turned 45 this year. She's a British Open champion.
Yes.
She's a great person. She's fun as hell.
Yeah, she is.
So wish her luck. And we're
and our buddy Foltzy will be back, right? He'll be on course.
I'm not sure if he's part of the broadcast team, but he'll definitely be there. He may be caddying for it.
Okay. So, yeah. I hope Jerry's there for sure. We had a good time with Jerry.
Jerry's a great guy. He's another pony in the Miller Lite bullpen.
yes, he is.
I like that very much. Hey Tim, going back to little sports entertainment.
Yeah.
What's going on in Dallas there with the Cowboys?
Well, Jerry's noticed that Jerry had to make the announcement. We're talking about Zeke.
Yes.
Signing, but he had to make the announcement for the New York Stock Exchange. Because he was opening a new $3 billion acquisition of an oil and gas company. It just typifies how ridiculous all the money is in sports and in NFL in particular. We're talking about. And while these guys can't use their personal money, Jerry could be as rich as they want, or any of the owners can. You have a salary cap, and that's where the players and fans sometimes get a bit confused, saying, "Well,
Just pay him his money. Just pay. Well, I can only pay so much. Here's my pot. I got $150 million or whatever it is for the entire team. Jerry is an incredibly rich guy and wealthy, and if he could take it out of his pocket, he would. But it also speaks to the fact, I think, that there is a plenty of money for the players as well, which is why I never thought in the Ezekiel Elliott case or in many of these holdout kind of cases that they won't come to an agreement because there is so much money to go around. And Ezekiel Elliott, while not going to get Jerry Jones' personal money, is still going to get $60, $70, $80 million over the next 5-6 years. And you're like, okay, well, he's not going to walk away from that. And yes, he would rather have $100 million than $80 million, but he kind of knows that $80 is pretty good. So I always knew that these holdouts are kind of ridiculous. You know, that you kind of banter back and forth, and you can negotiate, and you kind of play tough. But ultimately, they're almost always going to sign.
Well, and boys,
so, well, I wasn't surprised by it.
Boys, yeah, here it is right here. And this is a great segue into this. We talk about $15 million to the winner of the FedEx Cup.
Yep.
That's nothing compared to baseball,
no,
especially baseball and football. It's nothing.
Right.
And the PGA Tour players, as we've said before, are one route away from bankruptcy, basically. One route away from having to, you know, go teach golf at a junior high.
It's not guaranteed money.
No, it's not
guaranteed.
They're independent contractors.
For McElroy. He had to earn it, right?
Yes.
He had to play and beat everybody else to make
for
that
year.
Money.
For
whereas
a year.
Baseball and everything else, those guys, whether they rush for 3 yards or 300 yards or hit 190 or 350,
right,
they get the same check coming. Yeah. So that's a very different attitude and world. But I do want to throw this out to both of you guys. And again, we're joined by Brendan Sweeney with the French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana. What do you guys think about something that I've heard recently, and I think it's probably a pretty good idea? Shouldn't all, I'm kind of phrasing it because I believe they should, but should all PGA Tour players get something just for being in a tournament and not have to make the cut to earn something? Because if you don't make the cut, you're actually losing money. If you're a PGA Tour player, you pay your caddy, you're paying expenses and flights and on and on. It might cost you, I think it's somewhere around $5,000 or $6,000 on an average
a week.
A guy to go play in a PGA Tour event. If you don't get past Friday, it's
not
all on you. You don't get anything. Shouldn't there be some money if you're a PGA Tour player to even play?
I'll tell you what we did with the Symetra Tour event. We gave each player a stipend, we gave everybody who showed up, we gave them money basically to cover their stay at the resort.
Yes.
So if you miss the cut,
I think
you start struggling out there. So what we're trying to do is build brand awareness with French Lick Resort. But we also want to have these girls that are playing in the Symetra Tour say, oh my God, these guys are so good to us. You know, down the road, we're going to send you some, we'll always think highly of you. And that came from Steve Ferguson.
Sure.
And they do. And they do. That's the deal here. I mean, they all really do. I've never heard a bad thing said by anybody on the Symetra, our senior LPGA tour, about French Lick, because y'all are so good to everybody who comes up there, man. It's even the tee gifts on the Pete Dye course, Tim, which you don't have, and I have several of them here in this studio, are really nice, really nice gifts just to play there. Yeah, nice stuff.
What do you guys think, though? There's a lot of money on the tour. Can't they afford to pay these guys for showing up and practicing with sponsors?
Well, what does
on
that
Tuesdays,
change,
on
though,
Wednesday,
legally?
Play Thursday, play Friday?
Does that make them employees now? I mean, what does that do?
No, I don't think. I don't think so. But and if people are going to say, well, I don't feel badly, it's the same for anybody. If you're on the Korn Ferry Tour, if you're on any of the minor tours, you only get paid when you play. And I get that. But it's not – nobody asked LeBron James while he's getting his $60 million guaranteed
but
salary
boys,
to pay for the airfare to get there. And
they have sponsorships.
Well, and pay for food.
They have sponsors, though. And that's
some
sort
do,
of –
some don't.
Some don't. You're right.
Not all of them, Frank.
Yeah,
not
you're
all
right.
Of them.
You're right. You're right.
You know,
yeah, I mean, you look at somebody like Chase Wright. Who's he got his card and he's trying to hang on. He's going back and forth, but every week he's granted if you make the end of, but what's the dollar amount for the top 125? It's got to be over $1 million.
It is.
Yeah, it's over $1 million.
So
yeah,
I'm not feeling so. And you could be a millionaire in a weekend if you win a tournament. You got, or if you finish top 10 every once in a while, you're making a healthy living out there in Granite.
Yes.
I don't want to say poor me, PGA golfer, but that's the risk they take.
Yeah, it's
if you're
the chosen field.
If you're, if you're a commission-only salesperson, if you're not selling anything, you're not getting paid. So get out of the business or get into business. I don't think they should be paid at all.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I just think that there's guys that have, yeah. While they're on the tour, we just talked about this, that the Korn Ferry guys are on. Now you got 50 guys that are new on the tour. They're not all millionaires, right? These are guys that are still trying to earn a living. They're still trying to get there. Still trying to get sponsorships and whatever. And there's a lot of them. We all look at the PGA Tour as Rory and Jordan and Dustin and all those guys, and they're set for life. But there's a whole bottom half of the tour who are guys that most people don't even know their names,
yeah,
who aren't all set for life, who might have been coming off an injury and haven't been able to play and are trying to keep their tour card. I'm just saying, the fact that you've got to pay, and what other sport, and this comes back to the original, boy, look at how much golfers are making. $15 million you got. I'm saying in relation
That's
to other
one
sports,
guy.
Nobody else pays their way. Nobody else pays to go play somewhere and pays for their own food and dining and hotel stays and everything. Every other sport, that's picked up. In golf, you've got to dig in your own pocket before you hope that you can get some money and earn some money on the tour. It's not a lot, but it adds up after a few weeks. And I'm talking about guys like Paul Stankowski, other guys that are kind of between tours, right, and they want to maybe go play a tour. They sit there and they talk to their wives, and they go, all right, I'm 45, 47, and I don't have status, but I can get into this tournament. And they look at you and they go, all right, it's going to cost $6,000 for you to go play. If you don't make the cut, we want to spend $6,000 so you can go play two rounds of golf. And you got
and they're going out to their local club.
I'll ask them that.
They're going out to their local club every day playing golf or practicing every day.
Yep.
When mama, in some cases, is going to the office and working, you know, 8-hour days.
Yep.
And then, so, yeah, I'm sure it's a strain.
I'm just saying there's golfers like that. They're not all Rory, right? I mean, there's a lot of golfers like that that are trying to be, who have friends of friends who are kicking in money, right? They've got sponsors,
yeah,
who are at the club who've all got ownership of him or whatever.
Yeah.
That's because that's how the only way they can afford to do it.
Yeah, well, the boys at the club usually do that. Here's $10,000, you know, I'll spot you 10. Kenny Perry went through the same thing. And you know, one thing he did, boys, is he said, if I make it, I will donate that amount back every year to my university. And he's done that, continually done it. So
good for him.
Yeah, so it's a struggle. It's kind of like us doing the show on the road. If it weren't for people like French Lick out there, seriously, that help us out.
Good point.
Exactly.
Good point,
hey, just one more NFL thing. Speaking about
God.
Four millionaires.
I thought we had Earl Forsey on today.
What about Antonio Brown?
Oh.
Now, if he doesn't make the roster, they save like $20 million in Oakland. I'd cut that guy quicker than a Navy guy.
I know. He has to be on an opening day roster, which, of course, is this weekend. Then his salary is guaranteed for the year. If it's not, if he doesn't, then it's not. And I got to sit there and say, you don't think after just training camp we've had all these problems with him that we're not going to have more problems with him if we do say, okay, let him play Sunday and it'll all be fine? I guarantee you that come week 2, 3, 7, 9, somewhere, or all those combined, you're going to have more problems with this guy. He's got a history in the past. He's already shown you a history just for the last 5 weeks of training camp. I'd say the same thing. I'd say, you know what? We can do it without him. Because he's not only him and what he can or can't, it's how he affects that locker room and other players.
Exactly.
You'd hope he'd be a leader and help them out. Instead, he's going to be the opposite. He's going to be a guy that they're all going to go like, oh, what a pain in the butt this guy is.
Well, yeah. look at the whole organization of Oakland. I mean, they're a rudderless ship. I mean, Gruden's there. They're basically playing for next year in Vegas. They have nothing going on in Oakland. And if you're an Oakland Raider fan, I mean, what do you get a chair for? And all of a sudden you got this knucklehead, you know.
Right.
From day one, it's like, wow, he's a cancerous sore. I mean, and you look at the poor millionaire guy, and he's the guy.
Pac-Man Jones was the same here in Nashville, the issues that they had with him. You know, and I'm not hammering him. I'm just saying they had issues with him, and that's well known.
So, and there are players, and there are a lot more good players. We know that, and good character and all that kind of stuff. But there are certainly, and the Cowboys have had a number of Terrell Owens and gone on, that all they want to do is complain and complain and complain. Nothing's ever right. Nothing's ever good. And it sucks the oxygen out of your team is all it does. And now you've got Antonio Brown, who thinks that his talent will transcend his attitude, that he's so good that somebody – and you're right. If the Raiders cut him, somebody will pick him up. I mean, he'll be playing somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll put up with all the crap, at least until they can. Somebody, yeah, somebody will, and see if they can control him and corral him and get, because he is phenomenally talented. But if I'm Oakland and I'm young and giving up all those players to get draft picks and get young, he's not the guy that I want to be leading the team and charge out on the field to say, here's the guy that's going to help us out. He's going to do the opposite for all those young players that are very influenced by the older players. I just think he's shown his colors. And you're like, you know what, he's going to be the same guy in week 2, week 12, next year. Why put up with the headaches? And you're new. Like you said, the Mayock is a new GM. You got a pretty new coach, even though Gruden's been around. You don't need all these. You just want to win football games, all right? And it's just a constant drama. But we'll see what happens. They've got like another day or two to figure out if they're going to. I mean, he got in a fight with the general manager. I mean, he said he was going to punch the general manager of the team. What's that tell you?
I'm going to punch you in the head.
Is that a problem? Well, are we cool now? Is everything good? No, you said you were going to punch me in the head. I'm the boss. I don't know if you get that.
Yeah, promoting violence in the workplace. Oh, can I have a raise, please?
Where's
That's
my check?
Absolutely crazy. Yeah. Hey, but another good guy, if you guys watch the Patriots, and we're talking NFL, I'm sorry, it's opening week. But Patriots-Pittsburgh this week, Patriots are going to be absolutely, you know, they've won. They're going for like their 16th opening day victory. But my cousin Jennifer, her son, Teddy Karras, number 75, is now the starting center for the Patriots.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, they lost their center.
So Dallas Karras is a great nephew, so he's a good guy.
Yep, good bloodline there. Good bloodline.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Another Sweeney marrying well.
Another Sweeney marrying well.
Well, Brennan, best of luck at French Lick with the new sports book that opens. Hang on. Where's my clock?
It's what time?
3 minutes?
3 minutes?
Getting close to the countdown.
How cool.
We'll let you get off the phone. The Rose Bowl at like 7,000 to 1. It's been 51 years. 1968, the Hoosiers make it to the Rose Bowl.
Purdue's playing Vanderbilt at Purdue. Who do you pick?
That's a good game. That should be a very good game. They have they got a hell of a running back out of Louisville.
They're a 6-point. I think they're a 6-point favorite right now.
Right.
Vanderbilt is.
Well.
Yes. No. Purdue.
Hey, let's start up a little football pool. We'll kick it off next week. We'll do our picks.
I think we should. Let's come up with one of the players on the tour that we can get on the show every week to give us his picks, and we'll pick. We'll like pick 5 games.
You got it.
Let's
You have a wonderful weekend, and. God bless everybody. Everybody have thoughts and prayers for people in the Bahamas.
Hey, pal, good luck with the sports book. Okay. I know it'll be a huge success up there.
I hope so.
Thanks. Thanks, Brennan.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it.
See you.
Have a great day. All right. You know what we need to do, Frank?
What's that?
Is the three of us need to put, when I say we put it, we'll get Brendan to put, like, nothing much, $25 or something on a team. Let's pick a Super Bowl winner because he's, like you just said, the odds are. And you go with your Titans if you want. Cowboys.
What?
Go with Oakland. The odds would be pretty good to get Oakland right now. You can get Oakland at about 500 to 1.
Why would you want that?
We'll pick a Super Bowl team.
It's going to be the Patriots.
Pick a Super Bowl team.
It always is.
Yeah,
it'll be the Patriots.
Well, maybe, but the you won't get.
Let's pick an NCAA national champion. Oh, let's see. Clemson sounds pretty good to me.
We'll do all that. We'll just have Brennan have a bag of money, which he walks around with anyway.
Well, he can't bet in there. It's his casino. He can't do that.
Well, he can find somebody that can do it.
Well, no, he won't find somebody. I tell you what, I'll do it. I'm close enough. I'll just go up there with a bag of money. You send me the bag and the money, and I'll go up there. I'll parlay it into zero.
FedEx a bag of money to Frank.
Yeah.
Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah.
Oh, that'll look good. Yeah, put some of that CBD oil in there too, and let's just make it all good.
Let's just do that. You know what? It's just kind of like whenever you go to Vegas. I've been there a few times for Super Bowls. It's doing the prop bets. It's just fun to put even a little bit, right? Even if you put $20.
Yeah, it's fun.
At least you got something going on it. And if you got odds, you know, maybe your $20 turns into $100 for a pick of a NCAA champ or something like that. But, yeah, we should do that.
We were in Vegas a couple of years ago for the Shriners Hospitals for Children event tournament. Yeah. And my good friend, which will go unnamed, not Sweeney, but another guy that you know out of Augusta, knows a guy in Vegas that's one of the top odds makers out there. I'm one of the top two guys. And he's with us. He says, Frank, bet $1,000 on this. I went, okay. Boom, bust, lost. It was not a bad weekend that weekend. Everything he told me to bet on, it failed.
Even the best, if you read about him, even the best odds makers are lucky if they're in the, win 55%.
Sure.
Right? I mean, just over half the time.
Sure.
None of them win 70%. You kind of think they would because that's all they do. Right?
Nope.
They study. Nobody wins 70% or 80% of the time. They win 50, and that 5% of winning over losing, if they do it with the right amounts and stuff, is what some of those guys can make a living doing it. But it's even those guys, yeah, they could tell you that all day long, and it's still not going to be any guarantee that they know a lot more than the rest of us about. It all comes down to it's still 50-50, well, right? Even if there's odds one way or the other, somebody wins and somebody loses.
Well, now that golf has that opened up, it's going to be fun. Of course, I don't think we can really bet on it because we're part of the PGA Tour, but it's going to be fun just to watch it. So,
Good for French Lick.
Yeah, good for French Lick.
Hopefully, I can get there because I'm going to actually be in Chicago the week before that. So, I've got to see if I can extend my stay because I have to be up there for some family stuff before the women's the senior LPGA Championship at French Lick. So, if I can extend my stay there, I was supposed to be leaving, I think, on Sunday. And
I'll be there.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I'll be there. I'm coming in Thursday, I think, prior. So we have some things to do up there. So I'll be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of that week. Yeah, so
you'll be in French Lick.
I'm sure our listeners are really enjoying this conversation.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Hey, Tim, why don't you, Frank, take it offline? Do your show.
Mom, meatloaf!
Meatloaf! Hey, so for our listeners out there, Art Selinger was going to be with us today, but something has occurred. He can't be on today, but we'll have him on. Even one of the shows from the Greenbrier, we'll have him call in, and you'll be co-hosting with me at the Greenbrier. So, but to talk about World Long Drive, and I'm also going to have Elkington on because I want to talk about, and I don't know if you've seen the video on YouTube yet, but he and Lisa Longball were playing. Lisa Longball, who was in the World Long Drive Championship women's division. She makes a putt to beat him, I believe, win the bet, whatever. And she runs backwards and does backflips in the air on the green with Elkington.
Really?
And that's a great thing to see if you find it on YouTube. It's hilarious. And another big event has occurred for the Golf Talk America family of folks that contribute. And that's your good friend Laura Bryna. Laura Bryna has a new song out called Sweet Revenge, and it is really good. So check that out. You can ask your Alexa to play. Alexa, play Sweet Revenge by Laura Bryna, and it'll play it. So her new song went to number one breakout hit on Billboard's charts. Number one.
Nice.
Bam, in a week.
Nice.
Great song. The video's out there. Check her out. LauraBryna.com. Laura, B-R-Y-N-A. So, yeah, and Laura will be doing some more stuff with us. We're going to be doing some celebrity interviews like we used to do with Laura. She was doing That's America to Me, which was more military, but we'll be doing some breakout stuff, too, with her on the show. So that'll be fun.
Good, good.
Laura's good. Fun to have on. So, really cool. So everybody's doing good but us, Tim. What's the deal?
Hey, by the way,
you shot a 60, 66 yesterday? What did you shoot?
I shot a 68 on Wednesday.
68 on Wednesday, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, good for you.
And I did play all 18. I know the next line's coming. Next, How'd
you do in the back? Yeah, no.
That's the best I've ever done. I've shot a 68 a few times, but I don't think I've shot that. And
was there a witness?
Not my normal score. Yeah, I played with two guys, and I had to revive them afterwards. Or what happened to you? CBD. And I kept. It was just one of those kind of days, right, where everything was just kind of falling in place. And everybody, I think, has those occasionally. And whether that means you shoot 92 or 82 or 60 or whatever is a great round for you. It's a great feeling, and that's why you keep coming back.
And did you post that for your handicap?
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, I'm honest about it. Okay. Man, my handicap is way lower than it should be, I'm sure. But I don't play a lot for money because a guy with a real low handicap is you know always the guy who's emptying his pockets out. And so, it's not gonna help me in the money games. But I don't usually play for much anyway. But yeah, I post whatever I have to post. And it was a good day. So I enjoyed it.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Next round, who knows what's gonna happen?
Well, that's golf.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to just congratulate before we say goodbye. It was Chloe Garner winning the women's World Long Drive Open Division, and Kyle Berkshire won the men. So those are the two winners. We'll talk to Art next week, but I wanted to give props to them because it happened a few days ago at Windstar Casino up in Oklahoma, and a lot of drama, a lot of excitement. He hit a 407-yard drive to win the men's, and she hit it 346 to win the women's
and she,
division.
I hear, I don't know her, but Lisa does. Lisa's our friend. Lisa Longball is how you really need to look her up. She says that the young lady is just one of the nicest, sweetest people on the face of the earth. So I'm looking forward to talking to Art about that.
She's from South Africa,
actually.
And, very, very, very nice woman. And and you'll notice Kyle Berkshire when you see him because he's kind of like Samson. His hair about halfway down his back when he hits. He kind of has to fold it up and everything while he's hitting.
Kind of like our friend Kevin Sorbo, Hercules.
Yeah, he cuts his hair, and he can't hit the ball 20 yards. But the long hair somehow makes a difference.
Yeah, that must be my problem.
Congratulations.
That's my problem.
Yeah. Okay. Must be it. It's in our hair. All right, Frank, let's play some music. Let's get out of here.
Who's playing music?
It's another beautiful Friday. Another beautiful Friday.
Sweet Revenge.
I hope everybody has a great weekend and a healthy weekend. And, again, contribute what you can to the people in the Bahamas for all the problems that they've had. And let's hope that gets solved and that they're back to normal much, much sooner rather than later. Next week, of course, Frank will be at the military tribute at Greenbrier, so be sure to join us for that. Thank you, Brendan Sweeney with French Lick Resorts, for joining us as always. We do appreciate when he's with us. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We appreciate each and every one of you. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks so much, and please join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.